Oh, no, it's okay. We should be. Okay, now we're recording. We're good, we're good. Okay, could you please say your name and when and where you were born?
Yes, Chloe Doyle, and I was born in Lake Charles.
Perfect,
yes.
Awesome. And when were you born?
July 14th, 2003.
Oh, yeah, perfect. All right, first question, just a general question, start everything off. If you could describe what it was like growing up LGBTQ+ in Louisiana.
So I guess from my experience, it was kind of scary just because my dad was conservative, but my mom was really accepting, but I didn't really come out until like sophomore, junior year of high school.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was like within the last like couple of years.
Yeah.
And despite all of that and despite like what your experience was, what do you think is the best part of being LGBTQ+ in this area?
Probably just because there is like a lot of support, like even though like it's Louisiana and like it's kind of like, you
the
know what I mean?
Still there.
Yeah, it's right. Still there, and it's like a lot of support.
Right.
A lot of
absolutely.
Support.
Absolutely. So like even if you can't find that in like in your home space, I'm hearing that from a lot of people that you know
right.
they're still community.
They're still
community.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Right. Absolutely. What does pride mean to you? Like in terms of this event and in terms of terminology, what does pride mean to you, and why is it important in a place like Louisiana?
I think it's important because I find like especially in Louisiana, there's a lot of like conservatives, I guess.
Yeah.
So like a lot of people just don't support that shit.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to like come together and like make sure that like we all have each other's backs no matter what.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
Absolutely. So events like this just like gather support.
Yeah,
people,
yeah.
Right.
For
absolutely.
Sure.
Do you see a difference in the way LGBTQ individuals in Louisiana live and are treated now versus when you came out? Or if you've noticed any changes?
I feel like a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like a little bit just because like I feel like there's been like a lot of like stuff that has been like come to light a lot since
right.
I came out,
right.
which is really good, really,
right.
really good.
Absolutely. I mean, with that, like, how do you feel about the recent political actions that have been taken? So there's like Don't Say Gay bills,
yeah.
there's the book bans, legislation, anti-trans bills,
yeah.
stuff like that. How do you feel about all of that?
I know one of the most recent ones is about the drag queens, right?
Yeah.
I know it's not in Louisiana, is
well,
it?
Well, so it's all affecting the South. A lot
yeah.
of it's like didn't get passed here. We actually did pretty decent, but in Texas and Florida, for example.
I know in Texas, because yeah. my
right.
mom lives in Texas. I think that is so fucked up.
Yeah.
So terrible, because I know a lot of like drag performances, there is some that like I know isn't like the best for kids, but
right.
like there's a lot that like they have drag queens that will like read in the library
right.
and shit too, like I don't know, I think
right.
it's kind of fucked
right.
a lot of it's fucked, but working on it,
yeah,
working on
absolutely.
It for sure.
Absolutely. What can you share about your experiencing of queer spaces in Lafayette, like what in terms of like the gay bars or like places like Beau Soleil Books or like whatever, just what
honestly
are
the only places that I go to like when I go out is the gay bar, like
yeah,
bowl and stuff
right,
like that
right.
because like nothing ever, like there's barely any like drugging and shit like
yeah.
that. No, seriously, that's what I'm saying. So like there's nothing bad that happens ever
right.
in like those just
because
it can be exactly it's like a safe space
right.
in
exactly,
the community. Yeah,
exactly. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
So like valuable just because like we need stuff like that to be able
right.
to get together.
Right.
Absolutely. In your experience, what support have you seen from like schools or other educational institutions or just in institutions in general?
I personally haven't seen anything, but like I'm not saying that it hasn't happened,
right.
but just like I haven't seen anything
right.
personally.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
yeah,
that's also my experience.
Yeah. Okay.
yeah. And then lastly, just to wrap things up a little bit lighter, what is your hope for the future of the LGBTQ community in Lafayette and Louisiana?
Yeah. I really hope that like people really understand that like the gay community is just about love.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's really nothing else.
Right.
Just we just want to love each other,
right.
and that's it. And I really, really, really hope that like that can be brought to light
right.
a lot more than it has
right.
been already.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. Perfect.
Yep.
Well, awesome. Thank you. That concludes
Thank you.
This